This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Hello, Jenny White. Can you hear me? Can't hear you. Hey, Jenny White. Can't hear you. So I'm not sure if you can hear me or not. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Jamine is a natural line of luxury creams and lotions. From our creamy shea to our thick frappe and our therapeutic body butter, we have eliminated the petroleum, the alcohol, and the water, and use natural oils and raw shea butter. Our products are made for the hair and the body naturally. For more information, visit us at www.justjamien.com or call us at 313-279-1494. That's www.justjamien.com.
Okay, so this is Jenny White, and I'm talking to my co-host. Are you listening? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Okay, I had a little technical mess up, but it's all good. So we're still talking about love, and I want to say something really quick. I have to bring my guest in, but I did want to say that love is a really, really good thing. It has a lot to do with your health, in case you didn't know. But I don't want to go before her. I'm going to introduce her, and she's going to start. Charmaine, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. Hello, Jenny. Hello, Mr. Coleman. How y'all doing today?
Good. Hey, Charmaine.
We're
how you
fine.
Doing?
Good, good, good. Glad to hear that. Okay, yes. So thank you for having me today to speak about the power of love going beyond your limitations.
Yes, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Okay, all right. Well, for me, the power of love is energy, okay? So love is the energy from the universe, and love has no conditions or boundaries. We put condition and boundaries on ourselves, which limit our limitations of moving forward in life to enjoy the essence of life, of being happy. So when we put limitations on ourselves, we limit ourselves. We keep ourselves trapped from being happy. And so that's what power of love going beyond your limitations is, breaking that stagnated form that we create, whether angry, you know, bitterness, being unhappy. When we put some type of forms on our being, it limits us to be able to exceed beyond our greatness. So that's what I wanted to talk about, is about the power of love. And until you love yourself and go deep within and knowing who you are and what and overcome the triggers that we form and put on ourselves, we cannot grow. So it kind of put a block. We kind of be stagnated and not moving forward into our purpose in life. Does that make sense?
Well, that makes sense to me.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
And I took a kind of different way when we were talking about love. Studies indicate that love impacts our mental, physical, and emotional well-being in unexpected ways and might even help us live longer. How about that?
Yes, absolutely. It's no surprise.
Ed said it's no surprise that having the support of someone who loves you makes it easier to cope with stressful situations. Now, is that something that you want to talk to us about?
Sure, I wouldn't mind. Yes, yeah. You know, we all have these four principles that we actually operate, which is mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. And they all help give us that balance that we need in life. And so whether we can receive
love, can you give me those one more time?
Sure. The four principles that us as human beings, we deal with every single day, which create our being, is on the emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical.
Okay. All right.
What was the second one, Charmaine?
Emotions. The first one I said was, let me just say it again. They probably not be in the same order. So you have emotional.
No, that's fine.
Mental.
Okay.
Physical. And spiritual.
Okay.
And these are all triggers that help us to be able to form certain habits, certain triggers, whether being angry, upset, happy, you know, unhappy. These are all principles that we stand on. One or the other, we're triggering it, whether it's your emotional, whether it's a mental, whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual. But they all are energy, which is love. Help us to be able to balance them four principles so we can be more happy and live in our excellence of living in our purpose of why we're here. So until we unblock the things that cause us to limit ourselves, whether, you know, being unhappy, because anytime you're unhappy, you're triggering something that's causing you not to flow in the natural form that you're supposed to flow. And so Jenny mentioned about love, whether you receive love or whether love just coming from yourself, you know, it's still love, and it still will help you, whether emotional, physical, spiritual, you know, all them elements, you know. But just to share a story with you, you know, sometimes we don't know how to love ourselves, so we're always looking for someone on the outside to give us that love. And if that love is not what we think it should be, we limit ourselves because we don't know what kind of love we're looking for. So I had a young lady one time I was speaking to her during COVID, and we noticed that a lot of relationships was having a lot of issues. You know, people were getting divorced and then people were coming together. And so this particular lady, she was like married maybe 30-something years. And, you know, I asked her about her situation, and she said, well, I don't think my husband loved me. And I said, really, after 36 years, you don't think he loved you? She said, no. And so I said, well, what does that look like? She said, I don't know. Nobody never asked me. So here it is. She making a statement thinking that her husband doesn't love her, but then again, she don't even know what that love looked like. And so I said, well, you're looking for something that you don't even know what it looked like, and your husband can love you. But the thing about it, you don't know what to look for. So I kind of gave her some homework to do. And within that homework, I wanted her to find that love within her. Instead of her looking for somebody to love her, she had to learn how to love herself. And, yes, she was going through some things in her childhood that allowed her to be able to always be protected of herself but not really love herself. And so maybe about, I think, the third or the fourth day, I called on her and I checked how she was doing. And, man, her energy was so liberated. And then I heard her on the phone joking with her husband. And I said, do you normally joke with your husband like that? She said, oh, my God, no, I never joke with her husband. She said, I never joke with my husband. And within that conversation, she said, we've been going out eating. We've been doing so much stuff. And the thing about it, here it is, she was looking on the outside for love, but she actually had the love within her that came out and embraced that relationship where both of them were so much full of love and energy that they were just overwhelmed with each other, laughing and joking and going out to dinner and making future plans and everything. And so that's what the power of love can do. But sometimes we think we got to find it on the outside when actually it's something that we really need to deal deep in the inside of knowing who we are. So now when she say, he don't love me, she knows what it looked like because now she can identify what the love that she wants so he can give it to her. And he probably has been giving it to her, but she couldn't identify it because she didn't know what love looked like to her. Does that make sense?
You know, that makes a lot of sense because, you know, people sometimes have expectations of you and they can't, like you say, they can't articulate what they're looking for because, you know, there's something that's missing within them and they, you know, I always say a person's happiness is their responsibility. You know, you can't expect somebody else to make you happy.
No, you can't. Yeah. You got that right, and, Mr. Coleman.
And even on the same note, you know, misery loves company. You know, there are some people
yeah.
that are just miserable. And, you know, either they don't know what to do about it, don't want to do anything about it, and in the same at the same time want to make your life hell.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
They want to make your life hell mentally, physically, emotionally, and every other way because they're unhappy
yes.
with who they are and they don't love themselves.
Yes.
So some people I've grown to find out are just content with being living in that space. You know, not everybody wants to excel and some people, you know, it just seems like they don't want to be happy. And if they don't
mm-hmm.
want to be happy, they definitely don't want to see you happy.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is
but,
so true. I don't necessarily think that people don't want to, you know, be happy. They just don't know how.
That
and
is true as well.
That may be it, because
it's
just a different. It's different when you love yourself. It's a real difference because, you know, a lot of times people love themselves to the point where they don't care if somebody cares about them or whatever.
Well, I think I think that's a powerful position to be in. You know, when you are able to love yourself, then, you know, you are very protective of your space and the people that are around you, you know, because, you know, I think that we have to vibrate at a certain frequency in order to connect with the thing, not only connect with the things that we want in life, but, you know, being able to connect with God on a certain level to attract the things that we want in our lives. You know, sometimes people have low vibrations, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, I think that it affects our health as well, you know, emotionally
mm-hmm.
and mentally, you know, how we operate and love ourselves. I think, you know, a lot of that has a physical response on our bodies as well. What did you think, Charmaine?
Absolutely. You know, to be honest, it's called pain body. You know, it's like when you say misery loves company, and like Ms. Jenny even mentioned, There's people who don't know how to go about loving themselves. They've been so angry and bitter. And, I mean, you look around, you don't see too many happy, jolly spirit people around you where you're like, oh, I want what she got. You know what I'm saying? You find other people who's upset, bitter, complaining. And so now you have a whole a group of an environment of people who's all upset, complaining, and fussing, but nobody's finding a solution. And so the thing about it is that it starts to kind of pain body, then we start to feel that pain. We can speak it, but then now we're starting to feel that pain, and you're like, oh, wow, my chest is hurting. Well, why my chest is hurting? Well, it's that negative vibration that you keep absorbing out that is keep coming back to you because all you're doing is fussing and complaining. You're not fixing the problem. You're not fixing your problem. You know, so it's all about helping yourself. Just like you said, you can't make nobody happy. You can't make nobody love you. You know, so it's got to start with you. So it's like, it goes back to going beyond your limitation. What is causing you to stop at this? Why are you being so easy triggered when someone says something to you? What is the issue that you're having within yourself? So a lot has to do with, before a person can truly love themselves and be happy, they got to go within and find out, okay, why am I always happy? I mean, unhappy. Why, when this person do something, it always triggers me and angry? You know what I'm saying? And so it's a lot of work to get to that space. And sometimes people don't want to do the work or they don't know how to go about doing the work and finding that peace, you know, to say, you know what? Why am I worrying about so-and-so? Let me worry about me. You know what I'm saying? And but yes, and a lot of our chronic illness has to do with us being miserable, the negative frequency that we put out, the low vibration, all of that because we're not elevating ourselves or wanting better, you know? So absolutely, it all connected.
That's really interesting. If you don't know how to accept love, then you got a problem because, you know, the person that you're with, they don't know what they can do to make you happy. And
absolutely,
whatever they do, it doesn't, you know, make you happy.
Absolutely.
You really have to. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I mean to cut it. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut it, but I was going to say you find a lot of relationships.
No, you said
like,
a lot of people. What?
No, I was going to say.
You said something about a lot of people.
Yeah, I was going to say that. A lot of people end up being in a relationship. It's like, no matter what I do, I just can't make this person happy. No, you're not going to make this person happy because this person is so unhappy with themselves. There's nothing you can do to make that person happy. That person's got to be able to say, you know what? I'm sick and tired of being unhappy. Let me find out why I'm unhappy. Because you can bend over backwards, and then guess what? By the time you've been over backwards, you're damaged now because you've been trying to carry all his weight. You know what I'm saying? So absolutely, Ms. Jenny.
Well, I have another listener who wants to say something. Hey, how are you?
And how's everybody? Lots of love to all
wonderful
of you.
Well,
I know, wondering, there's two things that we're told to do. One thing is we're commanded to love the Lord. He commands, he comes at you with love. He commands you to love him, which is possible. But not only is he tells you this, to love your neighbor like you love yourself. So you know how come the world is in a state like it is. Because if you cannot love your find love within yourself, how can you give it to your neighbor or love your neighbor?
That,
it's all tied
true,
in
you know,
there, if you look at it.
It
I was thinking of that.
You know, it does tie in there, but I'm going to just say this. I was raised up going to church and everything, and I loved your neighbor, love yourself and all that, but still later down the line, you still don't know how to put that love in yourself because if you never experience love, no, I'm sorry, not experience, but if you don't know what love looks like, how can you actually give it to yourself or give it to your neighbor? Yeah, I can
exactly
care for you. It's a different type of love. You know what I'm saying? And so we always put in conditions. Oh, well, I love her because she's always nice to me. It's a condition. We should not put conditions on love. We should love the person where they at, regardless the hurt, the pain, the shortcomings, whatever their issues is. That's how you love a person, but that only comes by you identifying what love is within yourself before you express, I love her regardless of all her shortcomings. She got an issue that she's dealing with, but don't run away from her. Give her that love that she needs, because that love that you give her can help her turn around. And she'll be like, man, no matter what I do, no matter all my faults, Sister Charmaine always still show me love. And then that'll trigger something to say, you know what, I need to look at myself. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just want to throw that, because you got a lot of Christian people, not to talk about religion or whatever, but you got a lot of Christian people who don't love themselves. I can love the Lord and love my neighbor, but I'm still hurting.
We say that, but it's not there.
Correct.
Because if you can't love yourself, you can't help your neighbor out, because you can't help yourself. It goes, to me, it goes hand in hand. We can say it with our mouth, but our actions demonstrate something else. That's the whole thing that I'm looking at. But he brings those two things out. A lot of people, Christians, they say that they are practicing, but they're not. It's not. In fact, Christians can be the coldest person as far as love is concerned.
But let me just say this. We can talk the talk, but until it reaches the heart, ain't nothing changing. The heart
ain't walking the walk.
It's holding the love.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It is.
Yes.
That's true.
So,
we can glorify ourselves as far as knowing the word and all of this, but the love is one thing. That's what he came to us with. God so loved the world. He brings that out, that he did something, you know. He looks for us to love him, love ourselves. Like he said, if you don't love yourself, what, you ain't got nothing to hand your neighbor.
Correct. So,
but
so,
the fact
so,
that he
so,
loved,
let
we say he
question.
Loved us. Go ahead, sweetheart.
So let me ask you a question. So when you say love thyself, what does that mean to you, love yourself? What does that mean?
To appreciate yourself just like you are, and to feel good about yourself just like you are, so you can appreciate somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to
something like
the value in yourself.
Mm-hmm. Knowing your self-worth. Absolutely, and not letting people trigger you. It's almost as if you're walking like you're walking as if you're walking like Jesus. You're actually, how can I say it? It's almost as if no matter what people say about you or what you feel, it doesn't offend you. It doesn't trigger any anger and animosity. You're walking in joy.
Right.
That's what love means within yourself.
It is, and you can have it to another person.
Huh?
Beg your pardon?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your last comment.
What did you say?
I say that's what it's all about. You know, walking in love for yourself, you don't have nothing else to give anybody else. I've even learned to try to, when people talk negative about me, I say, oh, do I look that bad? Forgive me if I look that bad. We make it out to be a joke or whatever. The next thing I know, like I was cleaning my car off today, and I was cleaning it and cleaning, trying to get all that snow off. And this lady next to me, she said, oh, I'll come and help you. I said, you don't have to do that, sweetheart. You know, she started helping me and all of this. And so then I said, well, put it on my bill. She said, okay. You know, but she helped me clean my car off. And halfway through, you know, I said, I need a shovel. But she started, you know, I just came out of the blue. You know,
exactly.
I said, we know you got to put that on my bill now. You know, you show that interaction no matter what it is.
I think that we need more love in the world, and we need more compassion for our fellow man, you know. And I'll give you a brief example. I was at the car wash, and, you know, it's two entrances. There's one, you know, from the front, and then there's one off of the side street. Now, the side street is right off of 8 Mile, and if you sit in that spot, nobody lets you in because they were there first, you know, you could kind of – somebody else trying to make that turn, it could be a little awkward. So I saw the car because I've done it myself, you know. So I understood the position that he was in. And even though I was there first, you know, when the car in front of me moved up, I let him, you know, hey, you know, you're going in front. I'm not in a hurry. Now, the person behind me might not have been happy about it, you know. But when I got up there to pay for my car wash, the person that I had let in front of me had already paid for it.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was cool, you know. So it's always good to pay it forward, you know. That's like even going to Aldi and, you know, leaving a quarter in the buggy so the next person you know, can get a free buggy, you know, get
yes.
get a free quarter.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. But you know, so also, Mr. Coleman, with that story, he felt the compassion in your heart. That's why he said, you know what, let me take care of that man behind me, because you did not have to open it up and let him in. So that's
right.
beautiful.
Right.
That's
right.
beautiful.
Especially with somebody behind me, you know, letting somebody take cuts, you know. I know they weren't real happy about it because, you know, once I pulled up, they was, you know, they were right on my butt. Like, no, nah, this ain't going to happen to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes you just have to do that. You just have to do that. I do that quite
yes.
often. If I'm in the store and I'm in line and it's 1,000 people in line, if I turn and I see somebody that's got two things, I'm
uh-huh.
letting them in.
Yes.
Yeah,
I got a
in.
Whole
yeah.
basket full. Now, why would they have to wait on me? But I do
mm-hmm.
that quite often. You know, I don't care if you only got one. You can get ahead of me. That's
Absolutely.
Not a big deal. You know,
it's
you
not,
have to try
not.
To, you know, help people sometimes. My goodness. But you know, a lot of people won't do that.
I know.
Me, it's
I know.
Me. Yeah, just me.
But you know what?
Yeah,
it's
but you know what? I don't think those people that are like that. I don't think they like themselves.
They don't.
Yes.
Yeah, Charmaine. What do you think?
Oh, I was going to say. You know what? I heard someone say, if you really want to change the world, all it takes is one act of kindness. If you if you just do one act of kindness, that person will turn around eventually and pass it on to another person and pass it on to another person. You know, I'm gonna share one of my Starbucks. Whenever once in a while I go to Starbucks and I'll go in and I'll be ready to pay. They say, oh no, somebody already took care of you. So I said, okay, well let me pay and take care of the next person. Now I don't know how long that pay forward lasts. But it's such a
right.
beautiful thing if everybody would come in and say, okay, well, I'll pay mine, pay it forward. You know what I mean? So, yeah,
right.
I love it every time I walk into Starbucks and I have to.
Well, that's,
you
that's
know, that
good.
Would be so nice if everybody
it makes
did
day.
That.
It makes your day. It really makes your day.
Right.
It does.
You know,
it does.
That would really
it helps.
Be nice.
Sometimes yeah. love can be transactional. You know, I love you
yeah.
as long as you're doing something for me, you know. But once
yeah.
you stop
yeah,
doing
true.
It or you can't do it, and then, you know, I don't love you no more. You know?
That's
true.
That's a condition. That's a condition.
Right.
I don't even know if that love is a love, but that's like you said, that's all it is a transaction. It's not even love.
Right. Like you say, it's a conditional.
Yeah, it's a condition. And the moment you stop, then, hey, I don't love you no more. I don't care about you. I don't want to do anything. And then you realize that true person really wasn't there for your interest, for your best interest anyway, you know?
Well, you know, I learned how to love unconditionally, or at least was conscious mm-hmm. of it from my children. Because,
yes.
you know,
yes.
they were imperfect, and they took you there, you know? It's like,
yes,
you know, I'm a dude. I really don't know who you are, and, you know. I'm like, you don't know who I am. You really don't know who I am. You know? And, you know, so it's like you got to love your kids regardless of what they do.
They say our children are our best teacher. At least for me, my children have taught me all the do not do's. And when I was growing up, don't drink around them, don't smoke around them, don't cuss
You're
around
right about
them.
That.
You know, and so all that has taught me of how to be able to live a better and a healthy life, you know, because they
right.
taught me all the do not do's, you know, and that will make you love yourself even more because now you have a self-value of yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
You know, you look at the outside world, you're like, wow, everybody doing all this here, and you ain't doing all this here. Okay, obviously you must be doing something right. You know what I mean? So
right.
it's a beautiful thing. Our children are here to teach us. We're not here to teach our children. I always say that.
But you know what? If we have to train our children, like Mace was saying, but what if you were raised in a house and, you know, people just dog you out all the time? Then when you grow up, you don't know how to love anybody because all you felt was, you know, something that wasn't good. So how are you going to give that to somebody else? And you don't know how.
Well, you know what? Yes, you do, because there are some people who have been treated so bad, they say in themselves, when I grow up, I'm going to do the opposite. And then they end up growing because they know the pain. They know what they went through. And they say, how can
you? Yeah, but a lot of people don't know. They don't do that. They don't do that. All they know is somebody dogging on them. That's all they know. And that's all they look for.
You're absolutely right. But not all. You do have some who's strong enough and understand the logic and say, you know what, that person only hurt. That person is hurting, so they take it out on me. But when I get older, I'm not going to treat people like that. It's all about the mindset. I don't know how God, whatever God put into us, of us to understand the logic of it. You have some people say, I'm not going to treat somebody the way they treated me. They know the difference.
Well, you know,
they
say hurt people hurt people, you know.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
There's a lot of damaged people walking around, you know, whipping their kids because they were whooped butt naked, you know. And so, you know, we doing the same things that were done to us, you know, even though.
Right, that's all you know to do. Yes.
Yeah. On the other hand, we're trying to be good people and good parents, but you know, this is, you know, at one point I felt, because I didn't have to whip my kids, I felt I was doing something wrong. I felt like, you know, at some point you got to get a whooping. You know, I got to give you a whooping. This is your rite of passage. At some point, I got to whoop you. So I'm waiting for the opportunity. You know,
okay.
And that's bad. Yeah, I was like, y'all just too good. I must be, my parenting must not be good because I ain't whooped y'all yet.
Okay.
So, you know.
I will say that happened to me too, Mr. Coleman. My youngest, you know, because I guess I got so used to, you know, whooping don't do anything. My oldest one, yes, I whooped him. But when you whoop them, it's like eventually they keep doing the same old thing. So obviously you're thinking, okay, this whooping is not helping. Let me talk to him on the logic to understand, okay, this is what you did wrong. Now tell me, how should you have handled it? Once they understand the logic of it and say, now I'll say, okay, don't that make sense? So my second child, he didn't get whooping because I was able to understand and say, okay, you know what? Instead of whooping him, let me talk to him. But he was a different type of kid. He was a kid to always say, love you, Mom. Love you.
Okay.
And so when I was growing up, we didn't hear that love you. So he was a little special. But he, and then as he was growing up, I mean, when he was a little kid going to daycare, parents were like, who is your child? All my kid do is talk about your son. Who is this Lloyd? And it just made you feel so good because obviously he had an impact on other little kids that parents would come to me and say, who is your child? And so my child was a little bit different, but I will say that I didn't have to beat him. I talked to him. And, you know, now it's the other way around. He called and talked to me. Mama, I need some help. Look, this just ain't making sense. You know, he called me his psychiatrist. And we have wonderful dialogues that help him to understand, you know, life. Now he's out in the world trying to figure out life, and it's beautiful that we have that relationship and I can help him instead of judging him or criticizing him of any faults or anything. Give him the wisdom and help him to find that lifeline to pull yourself on up. You got it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's good. I think some people have to learn the hard way. Some people got to touch the fire to know that it's hot,
yes,
even though you just told them, you know.
Yes, that is true.
And so, you know, I think when it comes to love and, you know, like you said, I always say parents can mess a kid up, you know. So if you dealing with issues and you've been damaged, you know, there's a high probability that you are, even with your best intentions, you know, maybe doing some things that are affecting your children, whether you know it or not.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, because you know, raising kids is on the job training, you know, until you've done it, you know,
right,
you don't know.
That.
Yeah, until you've done it, you don't know.
Absolutely.
So,
and there's no manual. Guess what? If there was a manual, I think we still would mess up, right?
Right. A lot of people ain't going to read it. But, yeah, I think,
yeah, well,
you know.
Sometimes you have to learn from, you know, your failures. You really do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
And maybe somewhere down the road you can, you know, do better.
Absolutely, and that's the whole thing, you know, about life. And, you know, later on, it's like my first child, I have two children and one, I have a gap. I have 12-year gap in between them. So my first child got raised totally different than the second one because I was a teen mom. So I was very young when I had my first one. So a lot that my first one got, my second one didn't get, or he got better because I became more of a wiser mother to know
that's
what to
true.
Do much better than the second one.
Yeah, that's true. I understand. I've got a 10-year gap.
Oh, you got a 10-year gap?
So,
okay, so you understand.
Yeah, and in a lot of instances, the younger kids get away with a lot more than the older kids do.
That's true.
You had
that's
more energy.
That's true.
You had more energy with the oldest ones. You
yeah.
just tired. Them last ones, you just tired.
Do what
just
you want to do.
Right, go on, get out of my face. Right. Just don't kill yourself or burn the house down. Right.
And you know what? And just imagine now, you know, it's like kids got cell phone, tablets. It's like, who's raising a kid now, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Technology.
It's really sad.
That's
true.
Technology. It is.
Yeah. You can have a kid just playing a video game or sitting in front of the TV camped out for hours where, you know, back in the day, you got to get out the house. You got to go outside. You know, not nowadays. These kids,
but
you know.
But, you know, now, it seems like now what we try to do more is try to protect them. You're really working almost 90% on trying to protect your child. Then while you're working, you try to protect them, keep them from harm. It's especially in our net community. The whole thing is to keep them protected.
Correct.
Some way.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's funny that you said that because, like you said, when we were growing up, it was all about going outside. But we were going outside mingling with the other kids, so we were learning maybe bad habits from the other kids. I will say technology now with the new kids make them a little bit more smarter, but they don't have people skills. That's the only thing that's lacking.
Yeah, that's true.
And then even the technology, they're polluting the technology, you know, what they're looking at, too. You have to almost watch that. You know, they can get on. Boy, some of the things that they can pull up on technology.
They're
feeding
each other. They're standing right next to you. They're standing right next to each other, texting each other, looking at each other instead of talking to each other. I'm going to look at you and text what I'm thinking. Yeah. And then you're texting me back. Right.
That's not good.
And then with this pandemic, you know, it's really affecting
it's
our
worse,
socialization. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It is.
A lot of
is.
Adults, too.
Yeah, a lot of suicides.
Who would have thought that that young lady that jumped out of the window,
she
had everything going for her.
Yes.
Everything going for her.
Absolutely.
But something was
absolutely
not working.
But
something didn't work.
Something was lacking. Yes. It really touched my heart. It touched my heart when you're you're so influenced in the community, and she was doing so much helping out. But the thing about it, there was something that was still lacking in her life.
You're right.
She took her own life. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
And so sometimes we got to be careful.
And she was an attorney.
I know.
She was an attorney, too. And,
you
know,
Mr.
just
USA.
Had everything. Yeah. Had everything. But like you said.
But she chose to jump off a 60. She chose to jump off a 60-story building.
Wow. It was 60?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was 60 stores. Yeah.
Wow.
I hope
she was dead before she hit that ground. That's all I can say. And I hope she was saved.
Wow.
I hope she was saved.
I think she was in her 30s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everything going for her.
Sometimes that's just not enough. It's just not enough. Exactly. Maybe too much. You know what I mean? Sometimes we push ourselves too much. We need to step back and say, okay, why are we doing what we're doing? You know what I mean? But I definitely would say, you know, every time we hear somebody take their life, it just makes you want to just connect with your family members, connect with your friends and make sure, hey, are you okay? Because you never know what the other person is going through.
That's true.
Because everybody has their own struggles. You know what I'm saying? We can wear a smile, but are we really happy inside? Are we really, you know what I mean? Are we happy inside? Yeah, I'm sorry. I just got to repeat it. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like, what's really going on?
Yeah,
but then you have to learn how to talk to Christ. You know, he'll help you. He'll
absolutely
help you, because you can talk to somebody else till you blue in the face,
mm-hmm,
and you still won't
mm-hmm.
have what you need.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, I even had a friend, and they said, Charmaine, I called God and I asked God to do this, and He's not listening to me, and I don't know what to do. I need help. They can call on God, but sometimes it takes you. You gotta do something. What do you? He ain't gonna come knock on the door and say, "Here you go." You gotta put the work on. And then sometimes they get so stuck they don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying?
That's
true. So I think sometimes we just gotta reach out to our family, give them that hug, give them that love, and then there we go back again. That unconditional love. Don't judge a person because we never know what they're going through. You know. I was guilty. You know, when you see women, you know, with like Daisy Dukes on and tights on, and you know, they really provocative, and you're like, wow, what are you doing? And we don't realize whatever they were going through. They may be sexually abused. You know, they going through something. Whatever it is, they going through something, and they hurting. And this is, and they don't know how to cope with it besides this way. So they just need love. You know, we gotta treat them with open heart, you know, and embrace them. I didn't know it until, you know, I understood the dynamics. But it's all about growing and learning and educating yourself.
But, you know, she had some people that looked up to her and was wishing that they were her.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of people, you know, be on the outside looking in, you know, but you never know somebody's story. You think somebody's got everything, and you wishing that you had what they had and all that, and you know, sometimes you got to, you know, watch what you ask for.
Exactly. Huh. And then also, Jenny, it's a lot of pressure when you know you've got so many people looking at you and admiring you, and if you don't know how to handle that pressure, it can really damage you. You know what I'm saying? Because
that's
sometimes
true.
You might say, hey, I don't want to be Superwoman today. Can I just be my old self? You know what I'm saying? But because they got you in that spotlight and they calling you Superwoman and you doing this and you doing that, sometimes it's like, hey, you know what? I'm done. I don't want this life no more. And people end up taking their life.
Hmm.
That is so sad. That is so sad.
It is. It is, you know, and you find a lot of celebrities like that take their life because it's too much pressure. They didn't go in it for all this pressure. They just wanted to go in and just, hey, make a living, laugh, you know, make people laugh. But it becomes too much, you know?
Yeah.
So, wow. Sometimes if we're not in line, we're not in line with our purpose, it can pull us and put us under a lot of pressure. So it's so important that what we do in life, we are aligned with that right frequency, because if not, we can do the wrong thing for the wrong reason, thinking that this is our purpose. And then after a while, we realize, I'm unhappy doing this, but this is what makes me make money. You know what I mean? And then you're looking for an outlet and don't know how to escape it because this is what the people want. So what do? Make yourself be unhappy and miserable because this is what people want? I guarantee you a lot of people is in that situation.
Yeah, I believe that.
You know, I was listening to, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Lou.
I was listening to someone. They said any time you want to move up, it's going to be pressure. It's going to be different
Absolutely.
Devils to fight that you have
yes.
to get used to. Now, you have to make up your mind if that's what you want and go after what you want.
Yes.
It's going to be pressure on you, to, no matter what. If you want to move a step higher or go higher in life, he said, like, okay, a person over a company, you're there to handle problems and to solve problems and keep that company making money. It's going to be pressure on you from all sides. I learned that when I became a first-line supervisor. Everybody's after you. The client is after you, your worker, the union, the boss. Everybody is after you to get that work done. They're not going to look at the workers. They're going to look at you. How come this company is not producing? You say you're the material that you can handle this, then you have to handle it. And it's handling different devils at this level. It's going to
mm-hmm.
be that way. If you want to move ahead, if you say you're the person to do this job, you got to get in there and do that job and learn
mm-hmm.
how to keep yourself and everybody else. I remember when I got the children, I had children to come home to. Now, I couldn't come home and stop at the restaurant and come home and lay up in the bed and look at TV. Uh-uh. I had children to take care of because that's what I said I wanted, okay? I had to deal
mm-hmm.
with that. I had to deal with getting along with them. I had some of the kids get sick. Every time I looked around, I was at the hospital because I had one child. He had asthma. And the one time
mm-hmm.
I just walked in and said, "Miss Payne, what is it tonight?" You know?
Wow.
It was crazy. I had to go to children's
mm-hmm.
hospital and sit down there next morning, get up and go to work, get them all ready and go to work. I mean, it was really something, but that's what I said I wanted. And I had to deal with it and get them raised, get them taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to come home and cook and play and all of this, and play games and stuff like that and get them settled and all of that and get up again and keep doing and all of this. I couldn't believe
well,
it. But that's what I said I wanted. When I took on being a first line. Yes, ma'am.
I asked you a question. Were you happy?
Hmm.
I made myself happy enjoying them. I had to make myself happy. Yeah, sometimes I was happy and sometimes I couldn't wake up. then I had to, when they got older and all that, I had to pay babysitting. That was, it was really something. Babysitting, because I had a newborn and then I had three toddlers, or whatever you call them. That woman told me $260 a week. I see you out of your mind, out of my check. But if that's what I said, it was new thing. A bigger budget, a bigger this. I had to learn how to cook, to take care of them and all this, and to take care of my household with it, and to keep things going. If that's what you say you want, you have to hold on to it. Keep going. I could have given them back.
Exactly, yes. I
could have given them back. They could have mocked me, go back to being single. No. But I worked through that. Whatever you want, if you want to move up in life, it's going to be, like they say, new devils to fight, new this, new that, new enemies, new haters, all of this. But you have
but
to
everybody, everybody's not built for that. Being
no,
a supervisor.
They're not. No, they're not.
Everybody's not built for that. Everybody can't have
I wasn't built for it, but
Well, I mean, you dealt with it.
Yeah.
Like you said, you made a decision and you were committed to it. So, even
they
during
had
the rough
time. The feed. I better make it work.
I had a thought. I forgot while Lucy was talking. Now I remembered it again. I saw a meme that said that a man can retire, but a woman never retires. I don't know. Maybe you sent that to him. I think you sent that to him.
Well, wait a minute. I didn't hear. Let him finish, please.
Okay, excuse me. Go ahead.
Yeah, Lucy sent that to me. It was it's a meme that says, father retires at 60. Mother never retires. She works for her husband. She works for her children. She looks after her grandchildren. She looks after everyone. Everyone retires, but mother never retires. So
I believe that.
I don't know if I agree with that because we're no different.
Okay.
We have that same drive and that same energy, and we all have a purpose. The man looks after the woman, the children,
and the mother look after the children, the house. So it's, we never retire.
No,
I disagree with that.
I, well, you know, and you're a woman, and so and you disagree with it. I'm a man, and I understand it. You know, I understand.
I understand,
you know, because I've heard, you know, women say, you know, that they've got to, you know, be superwoman. They've got to save everybody, like, you know, the black women. In politics, if it wasn't for the black women voting, you know, the Democrats, you know, wouldn't, you know, have the victories that they have if it wasn't for the black women, you know. And it's just that it's always black women are looked at as superheroes and, you know, wearing an S on their chest. And so I've heard, you know, especially black women, not just women in general, but, you know, black women, you know, specifically, you always know. Your kids always need you, you know, somebody always looking to, you know, for you, to take, you know, something for, they want something for you. And like
yes.
I said,
well, you know,
Go ahead,
Shami. Oh, no. I was just going to say, I don't agree. I'm not disagreeing that black women are not superwomen, but when it says that the men retire, I don't think the men retire either. I think it has to do with the mindset. It all depends on what is your drive, what is your passion, what is your dream. You know, you're never stopping. We always... It all depends on what is it that you want. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you want, you will move forward and make it happen.
Well, I agree with that in terms of, you know, the man and you know, retiring. But you know, there is a difference, you know, and I do get the fact that if you are active, then, you know, you'll remain active regardless of, you know, what your occupation is and if you're still getting up going to work every day type of thing. But in general, as far as people demanding of your attention or demanding from you, I know, you know, my kids, you know, I guess in terms of me and my wife and our children, it seems like she is always the person, I guess in terms of her family also, the person that initiates things, if she doesn't initiate it, then it doesn't happen, you know. If she doesn't initiate the family getting together, then it doesn't happen, you know. She has a lot of people that, you know, call and ask for advice, you know. She's just that type of person, you know. Kind of like, you know, from sun up to sundown, it's always, you know, brain always works.
The woman.
Sometimes you just want to go somewhere and hide, don't answer your phone, you know. Because,
yes.
Like, somebody always wants something.
Yes. No, I got you.
No, that was just a meme. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
I can agree
with
you.
It's all about love. It's all about love.
There you go. Yes.
Right. So, let me ask you this, Charmaine. In terms of that, what would you suggest for somebody that seems to, I guess, look for love in all the wrong places? I'll put this example out there. I've got a friend who's single. You know, he's retired, but it just seems like he can't find a woman. You know, he can't find a woman. I mean, I know it's a lot of, you know, single women out here that are probably eligible. I'm sure some of them will drive you crazy, you know, probably most of them. But anyway, you know, you take the good with the bad. You take, you know, it's a package deal. But I think that his standards or his expectations are too high. Or unrealistic, let me put it like that. I think he's looking for a supermodel, you know, supermodel, I don't know. I mean, you know, somebody that I don't think, you know, at this point, being an adult, one, you know, having an expectation for somebody having their own stuff, you know, I don't think that's too much to ask. I mean, we all grown, so you want somebody to bring something to the table. You know, I don't know what his problem is. I'm gonna have to have him call in and see. But you know, I mean, it, you know, when we do talk, I'm like, man, ain't no woman going to go for that. You know, and I think we attract certain people to attract a certain type. I know this ain't a dating show or a dating, you know, topic, but. Yeah, I would just say, you know, what would you say to somebody that's looking for love in all the wrong places? How about that?
You know what? I'm going to just say this. Energy matches energy. What you put out is
real.
What you're going to get back. You know, I would say when I was like in my 40s, men would say, they said, you know what? You will have a hard time finding a man. I said, why you say that? He said, because you can read through their BS. He said, your energy is so powerful. I said, it is. I said, and I can read through their BS. He said, that's why they won't approach you. Energy, energy. He said, until you find that right, he said, that right one going to come to you, and you don't know it. He said, because your energy will match his energy. I said, well,
all
thank
right.
you. And so I think that's what it is, energy match energy. Because you can meet somebody, you can talk to them, but it's that energy that you're like, nah, this person ain't going to work for me. And that's what it
is. Yeah, you're right.
Tell him to change his energy, and maybe he'll find that right one he's looking for.
I agree with that.
Because energy is what? Love.
Check that out. I agree with that. That's what I'm going to tell him. Charmaine told me that. Change your energy, Get yourself together.
Exactly.
I think somebody could be, you know, they could be by themselves so long. I think, you know, it might just be hard to deal with. You know, you get set in
Absolutely.
Your ways. And, yeah.
Yes.
And then,
is that energy again? You know how we talk to somebody with just full of energy? You were like, oh, shucks, okay, you know what, I'm done with this sister or I'm done with this brother, because you can realize that if this is the energy that I got now, this is the energy that I'm going to get in this relationship. Do I feel like putting all this work in trying to elevate her? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, great advice.
Well, thank you.
You got any fiancés on the horizon?
Well, I got so many, they just get on my nerves. I just don't answer the phone.
But you say you got a wait list of suitors, right?
She says, I would talk to a lot of married men and stuff and laugh because they're married and they already got somebody. But my sister was saying, when you stop seeing me talking to a single man, I'm not going to talk to him long. If he's talking to me. She said, look, you talk to both married men, laughing and talking and all of that. But when they show interest, if they're single and no other, they're no, not attached, and they try to talk to you, you run off from them. She always tell me that. I said, I'll be running off. I know, I talk to him and all of that. She said, you're more comfortable around married men because they're already taken.
You know what, Lucy, can I say something? Let me say this. a married man won't give you nothing. There's nothing for you to get because they already committed. But because you seem like you run with a single man, there's something about you that you're not ready for a commitment yet. That's why they don't. There's something going on that's causing you to run from them or not be entertained by them. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. I agree with you.
Okay.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
It's time to take them running shoes off, Lou. Put them running shoes
My muddy shoes.
He said, the running
shoes. He tells me that all the time.
Not running.
She'll say, now watch, Lucy. Got me talking, we be laughing and talking, he's singing, all this walking and all that and stuff. Next time, boom, I'm gone. She told me that.
Lucy said,
I really didn't notice it, you know, but she always tell me that.
Yeah, you,
Lucy
yeah,
said,
you,
if you ain't got a ring on, I can't talk to you.
It's not that I'm trying to take him either. No, it's not that I'm trying to take him, but he's committed. I know he's happy, and I'm going my way, and you go yours. I don't. It just got weird. I don't know what it is.
Well, don't assume everybody that's married is happy. You say because he married, he happy.
No, well, yeah, he got to be happy because he's going to be happy because I'm going this way, and he can stay that way. You know, but I don't know what. I think because my mother and father fought so much. They fought like Joe Louis and the German. I don't care for all that. I don't. It's got to be peace.
Well, that's one thing, you know, you got, you know, what the kids pick up and what the kids see. You know, you can have two parents in the household, but if the energy is bad and they don't get along, or
it's
like
been bad.
Other,
yeah, it was bad.
That's
yeah.
not good for the kids, you know. And a lot of times we think the kids don't pick up on certain things, you know. So just because, you know, or if you know, you got two parents and daddy don't come home for 2-3 days, you know, that's not
when he comes home, it's a fight. Oh,
yeah,
it's a
but
fight.
You know,
I mean, no, I get sick of that. And I think I was sick with asthma so bad. But the fighting and the arguing, I can't stand that.
Yeah.
I can't. I walk off from it.
You know, I think that is a deterrent for some people to be like, you know what, I don't think I want that. And I don't want to get married or I don't have that tolerance, you know, because of what, you know, you saw what you were raised with. I think, you know, we're impressionable. And a lot of times, like I say, you know, parents can mess some kids up.
Yeah, they can. They really can. But the thing about it is that we shouldn't allow our parents to hinder us from not being happy with somebody who want to love us. You see what I'm saying?
That's true.
Just because they
That's
couldn't
true.
Figure it out don't mean that you should neglect yourself of what happiness and love is, because now you're limiting yourself of what you can really potentially have that makes you can expand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Cool. You got an exercise for me?
Yes. Take
besides running around the block.
One, two, three,
you know
four.
Take you know, let me just say this. Take some running shoes off and start working on yourself as in asking yourself, why do I keep running? I hear you say it's your mother and your father, but it might be a little bit more deeper than that.
Oh, yeah, it probably is, yeah.
So, and it could be maybe past relationships or whatever, but start, maybe get a journal and write down all the pros and the cons of why you don't want to be in a relationship, because there's a reason why you got the running shoes on. Something is causing you to not want to deal with the pain. So you prefer to just run it and not deal with it. And you have to deal with the pain. The pain don't last forever. You know what I'm saying? But the pain is also growth, just like you said. You know, once you make something in your mind and say, you know what, hey, I deserve to be loved. You know, it's like, I put in so much work. Why can't I find somebody to be happy with? You know what I'm saying? We all deserve that. So it's time for you, Lucy, to put your running shoes down and grab that journal and find out what's causing you to hold yourself back of happiness.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome,
darling. Yeah, Lucy said, thank you.
And she going to go somewhere and sit right on down.
And put them shoes back on, right.
Right, take them shoes off. Yeah. Yeah, when it's her time, I think she'll know it.
No. You know what it is? I think when she meets that right person, that energy matches energy, she'll end up saying, you know what, it's time for me to take the shoes off. That's when that's going to happen.
Uh-oh. I want to see that one.
I'm going to be tiptoeing through the two lips.
We'll find out. Not too late, Lucy.
Okay, I hear you.
Yeah. All right, well, I think we've had a pretty good show tonight talking about love and
Cupid. I think so, too.
It is February. It is hard.
There you go.
So, you know.
Yes.
Right,
can
right.
you believe it's February already? This year is
yeah.
long already.
It is my birthday month.
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
Okay, we can't
early
forget
birthday.
That. We cannot forget that. No, we can't.
I'm sure
right.
they're not going to let you.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Happy birthday.
Right, right. It's on the 16th, yes. so we got a minute. But you got any words you'd like to leave us with, Sister Lucy?
I have to work on this one.
What?
I got to work on this one.
You had a loss for words.
Tell me about it. Just like...
I know that's right.
Uh-oh.
Okay,
I think Charmaine touched something on her.
Right.
Let me do this journal.
She think about Prince Charming, right. All right, Miss Charmaine, what would you like to leave us with this evening?
Okay, well, I would like to leave that power of love has no conditions nor boundaries that's placed upon us. We as humans add limitations that hinders our unhappiness, that keep us trapped from reaching our excellence, where we can begin to experience the joy of love. So I believe we all have to tap inside and find out what is causing us limitations so we can adjust that problem so we can be able to move forward and to reach our greatness. So we can experience what the joy of being is all about, which is love. So I'll leave you with that.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I like it.
Yeah. Well, before I go, I just want to say that feeling love can make you less anxious, but the effect is much stronger in stable long-term relationships than it is in new romances. We're told that being in a loving relationship can heal us from within, but did you know that it has the power to help us heal on the outside, too?
Mm-hmm.
The study also revealed that the stress from an ordinary half-hour argument can slow healing by at least one day. Being in love is linked to heart health. Studies show married people have half the risk of dying from heart disease as unmarried or uncoupled people. The 2015 study found that married people were 14% less likely than their unmarried counterparts to die in the hospital after a heart attack. They also stayed in the hospital an average of 2 days less. So this just tell you, you know, it's easier to cope with stressful situations when you have someone who loves you and you love them. So loving someone has a lot to do with it, and being loved has a lot to do, you know. It can make you healthier.
Yes.
And that's kind of interesting.
It is.
But I've heard that for a long time, that most married people last longer. So, Mr. Coleman, did you have something you wanted to say before you left?
Well, I think it was a great show, you know, talking about love and, you know, just offering solutions to people, you know, who may be dealing with different issues or, you know, low self-esteem and maybe not loving themselves. So I think, you know, not only bringing the topic to light, but also offering some suggestions, I think is very good. So appreciate everybody. Appreciate you, Miss Charmaine Hollins.
Very much.
Yep. Can you leave us with your information too, Charmaine, if anybody would like to get in touch with you?
Yes, absolutely. My name is Charmaine Holland, and you can find me at my website at Charmaine Holland. I'll spell that C-H-A-R-M-A-I-N-E, Charmaine.
and in Holland, HOLLAND.com. And you can find all my information, and I'm also an author as well. And you can purchase, if I appreciate you purchase my book on affirmations that help changes the mindset as we speak upon words, how it can elevate us by just the words that we use. So thank you for Mr. Coleman and Mrs. Jenny for allowing me to have the platform to talk about the power of love and share some of my experience.
Oh, yes.
So thank you very much.
This was really nice, yes. Okay,
oh, yeah,
sometimes we must be hurt in order to grow. Sometimes we must fail in order to know. Sometimes we must lose in order to gain, because some lessons in life are best learned through pain.
Yes.
So having said that, I will say good evening for all my listeners out there. I thank you for calling in. You didn't say anything, but that's okay. I love you anyway. So thank you, Ms. Charmaine, for coming with the love. And
yes, you're welcome.
We had a great show, folks.
Yes, we did. Yes, we
so
did.
So this has been the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White. And having said that, I'll say good night. This
good
is
night.
The Let's Talk About It with Jenny show. Good night.
Good night.
Love
good night.
Somebody.
Nah. I didn't hear you.
Love somebody.